The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Testosterone deficiency and fatigue linked in males. The hormone imbalance associated with menopause has long been known to cause a number of significant symptoms, including decreased libido, low energy, and irritability. Hormone replacement therapy has long been recommended and available for women that experience symptoms that negatively affect their day-to-day life. But for men, the story is quite different, even though many of the notes are the same. Although men don't experience menopause, they still go through an appreciable physiological change as a result of the aging process. In recent years, this process has been coined andropause. Andropause is the result of an age-related decline in testosterone levels, which begins to become symptomatic at varying periods during middle age, dependent upon the health and genetic history of the individual. Low T may become symptomatic earlier than previously supposed. Although in the past it was assumed that low testosterone generally took place during the late 40s to early 50s, new evidence shows that many men experience testosterone deficiency far earlier than previously realized. Also, new research shows that low T is more common than previously believed. Remember, every man is different. Each individual has his own hormone profile and is affected differently. Some men have naturally lower testosterone levels and do not experience significant symptoms. Other men have hormone levels which are technically in the normal range, but experience life-altering symptoms. 5 million American males experience testosterone deficiency. The latest research suggests that as many as 5 million males suffer from low T and experience a myriad of negative issues as a result. The problem is that most men don't seek treatment or know if they should. Many men struggle with going to their doctor because of the negative stigma that has been associated with low T. For women, hormone replacement therapy is widely considered an empowering experience. Low T stigma evaporating. Things are changing for men, however. As time has passed and testosterone replacement therapy has become more widespread, testosterone deficiency is becoming easier to talk about, as well as more affordable. Whereas testosterone pills, creams, and injections used to be considered only for bodybuilding buffs and men overly concerned about their physical appearance, today, it is widely recognized in the medical community that low testosterone is a significant health risk and can have negative impacts on a man's physical, emotional, and psychological health. Although in the past, men have long been expected to suck it up in regard to the changes their bodies go through as a result of aging, today, there is a growing network of men that have experienced the powerful benefits of testosterone replacement that encourage other men to reach out and restore their health and vitality. Testosterone testimonial. One man that experienced these symptoms is named Michael. For Michael, the changes were subtle, but even early on, he recognized that something was changing within his body. As Michael approached 40, he recognized that his energy levels were changing for reasons he could not fully comprehend. He began to start dragging through the day, and he recognized that his lethargy was having an effect on his workout routine as well. Michael wasn't your average guy. He works out regularly and has always been in incredibly good shape. He noticed his energy levels changing, even though he had not changed his nutrition or exercise routine. In short, he was experiencing the early symptoms of andropause, but didn't fully realize it. As a result of these physiological changes, he lost nearly all of his motivation. Working out was quickly becoming a chore, and he could hardly get himself out of the house to head to the gym. He had always loved working out, and considered it the favorite part of most of his days, but he was starting to wonder if this was something that he was going to experience for the rest of his life. Talk to your doctor about testosterone. Many men would give up at this point, resigning this as an unavoidable fact of life. Of course, changes in energy level aren't the end of the world, and Michael only reflexively mentioned these symptoms to his doctor. Luckily, his doctor recognized that his symptoms could be the result of a larger overarching issue, and suggested that they do some blood work to try to recognize the underlying cause. After Michael's blood test was analyzed, it was discovered that he had significantly low levels of testosterone, even for his age group. Although testosterone levels are normally bolstered by regular exercise, men start to experience diminished returns as they age. For men like Michael, can occur early, even in the 30s. Testosterone deficiency can occur at any age, but it normally becomes symptomatic at some point from the early 30s onward. Many men make it until their 50s or even later before they need treatment, while others like Michael need it much earlier. Michael's physician, Dr. Brannigan, strongly believes that testosterone deficiency is significantly underdiagnosed. Michael's doctor is a physician at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. Hypogonadism and low T. Andropause and low testosterone are scientifically referred to as male hypogonadism. Testosterone deficiency is generally caused by one of two primary issues, primary hypogonadism and secondary hypogonadism. Primary hypogonadism is the result of physiological changes that take place within the testicles. This can be the result of natural changes in testosterone production, or it could also be the result of damage that occurs from various sources. Secondary hypogonadism is the result of changes in function upstream. Testosterone production is preceded primarily by the release of two hormones, luteinizing hormone and follicle-stimulating hormone. Most men suffer from age-related testosterone deficiency as a result of secondary hypogonadism. The testicles are generally able to produce testosterone throughout the lifespan, but the pituitary gland starts to release less and less of the necessary hormones to produce normal testosterone levels. These changes in pituitary function are generally related to changes in hypothalamic release further upstream. Like human growth hormone deficiency, changes are most often the result of issues of the hypothalamus, rather than the target organs themselves. Symptoms of low T. Although Michael learned about his testosterone deficiency as a result of his feelings of fatigue, there are a number of other symptoms that are associated with testosterone deficiency as well. Among the symptoms of low T are decreased libido, irritability, muscle atrophy, unexplained weight gain, depression, mood swings, changes in sexual function, and fertility difficulties. Depression often misdiagnosed. In the United States, psychiatric medicines are commonly prescribed. Many men start taking antidepressants when they enter their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Dr. Brannigan believes that in many cases this is a mistake. Brannigan and many of his associates have noticed that physiological depression shares a number of distinct characteristics with testosterone deficiency, although they have very different root causes. Depression is a serious medical ailment which needs to be treated appropriately, but if depression is the result of low T, antidepressants are simply masking other underlying issues which will not be treated appropriately if a patient is simply prescribed antidepressant medications. Testosterone, the manliness hormone. In numerous ways, testosterone is truly what makes a man a man. The problem is, this robust source of masculinity fades over time, generally at a rate of between 1 and 2% per year. Like menopause, many men aren't significantly affected by declining testosterone levels. Some men, on the other hand, are significantly affected and require testosterone hormone replacement therapy in order to restore a more healthy and normal everyday life. Although testosterone replacement has been available for a few decades now, scientists are learning more and more about the way that low testosterone affects men as they grow older. More men are turning to testosterone. In the last decade, the number of cases of diagnosed testosterone deficiency have risen sharply. There are many reasons for this. Advertising and word of mouth has increased the visibility of testosterone replacement. New research is uncovering new reasons for testosterone replacement therapy. And the stigma behind hormone replacement therapy has largely declined among men as a result of both of the above factors. Although word of mouth has a lot to do with the spread of testosterone replacement therapy, there is a large and growing body of scientific evidence that shows that testosterone replacement is a beneficial treatment option for a larger percentage of men than previously realized. Low T theory is changing. One physician, Dr. Niederberger, says that recent studies have shown that males have a much higher experience of experiencing symptoms relating to testosterone deficiency than previously realized. Dr. Niederberger is a representative of the University of Chicago, Illinois. Although researchers and physicians do not fully realize why some men experience low testosterone earlier than others, there is a growing chorus of doctors that recommend treatment. There are many forms of testosterone replacement, including testosterone injections, gels, patches, and dermal implants. All of these forms of treatment are effective, and it is largely up to the patient to decide what is right for them. Although there are some that warn that there are still risks involved when utilizing testosterone replacement, Dr. Brannigan explains that, when testosterone is used appropriately, it is effective and incredibly safe for the vast majority of patients. Although testosterone replacement can provide help for many people, it isn't right for everyone. Physicians utilize a battery of blood tests in order to decide who qualifies for treatment. Talking about testosterone, Dr. Brannigan says that men shouldn't be afraid to talk to their doctor about treatment. For men that are experiencing significant changes in health and quality of life as a result of the aging process, he strongly recommends at least bringing up the subject with a doctor. Although most doctors are well-trained and highly qualified, they all have their biases and mindsets. Just bringing up testosterone can facilitate a conversation that can help you significantly in the long run. Only men that experience symptoms of low T need testosterone replacement. Recently, the suggested guidelines regarding testosterone hormone replacement therapy have changed. It is not considered necessary for all individuals to be screened for hormone deficiency. Low testosterone is not considered a medical condition in and of itself. As we mentioned earlier, different men are affected differently by low T. If you are experiencing symptoms that are related to testosterone deficiency, talk to your doctor and find out if hormone replacement therapy is right for you. Be the man you used to be with testosterone. Michael says that testosterone replacement therapy has changed his life for the better. He has used testosterone for over 2 years now, and the treatment has brought his hormone levels back to normal. Today, he says that his energy is as high as it's ever been, and he is happier than he has been in a long time. He explains that testosterone didn't make him a superman. It just turned him back into the man that he used to be. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy helps men 30 and older recapture the energy of their teens and 20s. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit HGH.TV or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you very much.